Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with some of the stories you might have missed this week that you really need to know about. Before we get started, the good news is brought to you in part by Joe's Wrecker Service and Used Parts at 285 Vinson Boulevard in Whiteville. Call 910-640-7925 or 910-642-6242. They will take care of you. I can personally testify to this. If you break down or something happens, call Joe's. They got you covered. It's college cornbread and sweet potato day today at the Columbus County Farmers Market. From 8 until 1, you can come out and enjoy these traditional southern foods. You can see, meet some vendors, enjoy some games, have a lot of fun. It's a good opportunity to go ahead and get some early Christmas shopping done and support local artisans at the same time. The market is located at 132 Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. Bethel Holiness Church in Bladenboro is having their fall festival today from 5 until 8 p.m. There'll be games, food, a guessing jar, candy apples, s'mores, a bonfire, and hay rides. The church is located at 204 Bethel Street in Bladenboro. Abundant Life Assembly of God is holding their turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night through November, as well as the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. Shooting starts at 7 p.m. The cost is $4 a round with stock guns only. There'll be light shootout rounds, kids and ladies contests, as well as food, drinks, and concessions. Abundant Life is located at 5384 James B. White Highway, South of Whiteville. Donations are needed for the Lake Waccamaw Food Bank for the Thanksgiving distribution coming up on the 22nd of November. If you'd like to donate a turkey or contribute to purchasing one for a needy family, call 910-641-7017. The goal this year is to help 200 families. Also going on today, the Sarah Gorda Volunteer Fire Department is going to have its pancake dinner and open house from 5 until 8. Everyone is welcome. Donations are welcome. Folks, we've got so much going on. There's more going on here than you can shake two sticks at. We'll be right back with more of the good news.
Child Fund presents the Very Merry Christmas Tour, featuring Megan Woods, Building 429, and hosted by New Song. Join us at Northwood Church in Whiteville for a powerful night of Christmas worship, Saturday, December 6th. Doors open at 5:15, concert starts at 6 p.m.
Get your tickets now at Barefoot Brew, 119 West Broad Street in Elizabethtown. Candlewood's Farm Coffee and Bakery, 721 South Madison Street in Whiteville. MacArthur Supply, 117 East Railroad Avenue in Chadburn. And online at itickets.com. That's Saturday, December 6th at the church at Northwood, 2772 James B. White Highway North in Whiteville. Brought to you in part by Black's Tire, your trusted partner for oil changes and top quality tires.
Get ready for some hometown holiday magic. The Carolina Arts proudly presents a hometown Christmas party Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn. Bring the whole family for a day of fun and cheer. Get photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We'll have games, contests, prizes, and delicious refreshments. Plus, enjoy a live performance by magician Renzi Norris bringing real Christmas magic to life. Here's the best part. Kids get in free when accompanied by an adult. Up to three children per adult, please. And it's only $5 for adults. Space is limited, so register today at thecarolinaarts.com. We're also in need of monetary donations, and you can do that at thecarolinaarts.com as well, or call 910-477-8080. And we'd like to thank Columbus County News for helping us sponsor this event. That's Saturday, November 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn, presented by The Carolina Arts.
Welcome back to the good news, everyone. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with some of the stories going on in your backyard that you might have missed over the past week. Our Good Samaritan this week is also a hometown hero. For five decades, Dwight Burleson has volunteered his time as the real Whiteville Santa up there at the Santa House underneath the water tower. Well, he's not going to be back out there this year, folks. Santa is having to retire, and he's hanging up his jingle bells for the last time. I had the immense privilege and pleasure a couple of years ago of taking my chosen granddaughter to see Santa for the first time. Dwight has always embodied the true spirit of Santa Claus. He loves kids. He loves seeing them happy. Just sitting there talking to them and visiting with them and helping them understand the real reason behind Christmas. We will miss the real Santa Claus, and we wish him well. In other good news today, Evergreen Volunteer Fire Department will host its annual turkey shoot every Friday. Only stock guns of 32-inch barrels or less may be used. There'll be food, drinks, and prizes every night. The shoot, which is one of the biggest in the county, will be held every Friday and Saturday, along with November 26th at the firehouse. The Veterans Memorial Park will host its annual turkey shoot, so you can get a Christmas turkey. They start every Friday and Saturday on November 28th, right after Thanksgiving. It will be at the park, of course. Shooting starts at 6:30 p.m. nightly, and there will be refreshments available. Winter basketball registration ends December 7th for the 2026 Whiteville Parks and Rec season. Cost is $15 for city residents, $25 for children who live in the county. The league is open to players ages 5 to 16, and a birth certificate is required at registration. Call 910-642-9052 for more information. Mariah McDonald and her family built and stocked a blessing box for struggling families at the Riegelwood Park. It's at the ball field located at the intersection of Waccamaw Road and Green Road down there in Riegelwood. Anyone who's in need can stop by the box and pick up everything they need from baby formula to personal hygiene products. Now, they've also just gotten approval for a second blessing box. If you would like to donate to either one of them, check out this story in the good news at ColumbusCountyNews.com. I can tell you how you can help them out financially. You can also pick up Walmart orders, and you can always just take a box down there and set it up. And as is typical for our community, there is a growing list of food closets and food pantries that are available here in Columbus County. Again, go to the good news at ColumbusCountyNews.com and look these things up. If you need some help, there ain't no shame in asking, folks. It's out there. And for that matter, if you can help, you can donate to one of these organizations. Again, check out the good news at ColumbusCountyNews.com and look up this story from this week, and you'll be able to find a whole list of local food pantries where you can help out. The town of Brunswick and their friends will be serving Thanksgiving dinner to families in need on November 19th from 11 until 4 at Town Hall. Volunteer servers and delivery drivers are still needed. If you'd like to help out, call 910-770-3376. Brunswick Town Hall is located at 40 Poplar Street. McMullen House for Heroes is collecting blankets and coats for the winter. Email McMullen House at McMullenHouseForHeroes@gmail.com or message them on Facebook Messenger for more information. Brown Street Station is going to be hosting the Hometown Christmas Party on Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. Entry is free for children and $5 for adults. There'll be photos with Mr. and Mrs. Claus, live entertainment, face painting, games, treats for all ages, hot cocoa, cookies, and community cheer. Brown Street Station is located at 100 East Railroad Avenue in Chavern, and they do recommend that you have one adult for every three children. If you miss signing up your child for Toys for Tots on November 1st, you have another chance coming up on December 6th from 10 until 12. It's going to be at two local churches at each end of the county. You can either go to Believer's Home Fellowship Church, that's located at 13590 James B. White Highway South, and you can also go to Abundant Life Assembly of God at 5384 James B. White Highway. Look, again, check this story out at ColumbusCountyNews.com for all the details. You can also call 910-840-9696. Folks, there's so much going on in our community. We don't have room for it, but you know what? We've always got room online at the good news. So make sure you send us everything that you've got going on good in your community. Little Kids with Big Fish, Civic Club events, church news, Civic Club news, awards, Good Samaritans, Hometown Heroes. If it makes you smile, we have room for it in the good news at ColumbusCountyNews.com. As always, the good news is brought to you in part by Joe's Record Service and Used Parts. It's located at 285 Vincent Boulevard in Whiteville. Call 910-640-7925 or 910-642-6242. If you've got something you want to send to us for the good news, email it to Crystal Faircloth at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in downtown Whiteville. If the blinds are open, we're open for business and we love visitors. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.